KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball play last night, the Atlantic Trojan baseball team battled until the final out against St. Albert last night, but they came up just short 10-6 in a game heard here on KJAN. The game was tied at 6 after 4 innings, but the Falcons put up 1 in the 5th, 2 more in the 6th, and added another in the 7th to grab that victory. Atlantic got the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the 7th inning with 2 out. Colin Mullinex hit a deep shot to center field, and Lance Wright made a diving somersault grab to end the game just in front of the fence. The Falcons jumped on top right away with the 3-run first inning. The Trojans got one in the bottom half of the first, and then after a quick second, the Falcons added one more run in the third to take a 4-1 lead. Atlantic had a big response in the bottom of the third, scoring 4 runs on 3 hits and left 3 on. St. Albert responded with 2 runs on 3 hits in the fourth to regain the lead before Atlantic tied the game at 6 with a run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Isaac Sherrill finished the final 3 2/3 innings for the Falcons on the mound, allowing only 1 run and no hits. Starting pitcher Jackson Lennon was big at the plate, going 4-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Brett Klusman had a big night, 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs and another scored. The Falcons improved to 7-0 on the season, and they'll host Denison tonight. Brody O'Brien took the loss for Atlantic, going 5 1/3 innings with 3 strikeouts, allowing 10 hits. Gunnar Kirchhoff had a couple of big hits in the game with an RBI single in the first and a 2-run double in the third. Atlantic falls to 1-3 on the season. They'll travel to Kemper Catholic this evening. In other Hawkeye 10 boys baseball last night, it was Clarinda shutting out Creston 10-0, Glenwood over Red Oak 13-12, Harlan blanking Denison 2-0, and Lewis Central 8-4 over Kemper Catholic. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, Audubon doubles up Missouri Valley 4-2, Trainer over Riverside 12-1, Logan Magnolia defeating IKM Manning 16-5, and Tri-Center over Underwood 3-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Bowyer Valley beat Arweva 3-2, Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1, West Harrison beat Woodbine 15-2. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over Griswold 22-12, Stanton beat Fremont Mills 9-1. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley over Nottoway Valley 12-9. In the West Central Activities Conference, Woodward Granger beat West Central Valley 12-0. Also, it was Thomas Jefferson over Abe Lincoln 5-1 in boys baseball. In girls softball action last night, Atlantic picking up a 9-1 win over St. Albert. Alyssa Derby was 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored, including a home run last night to help Atlantic. Also, Creston beat Clarinda 11-1, Harlan over Denison 4-2, Glenwood beat Red Oak 10-0, Kemper Catholic over Lewis Central 10-9. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia outslugged IKM Manning 9-8, Missouri Valley over Audubon 11-1, Riverside edging Trainer 4-3, Underwood beat Tri-Center 7-3. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 13-2, Bowyer Valley beat Arweva 2-1, West Harrison over Woodbine 10-0. In the Corner Conference, Griswold over Sydney 16-4, Stanton beat Fremont Mills 6-5. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 11-7. Central Decatur beat Murray 11-0. From the West Central Activities Conference, Ogden over ACGC 9-1. Panorama beat Madrid 10-1 in girls softball. Well, Major League Baseball plans to unilaterally issue a 60-game schedule for its shortest season since 1878 after the Players Association rejected a negotiated deal of the same length, putting the sport on track for a combative and possibly unhappy return to the field amid the coronavirus pandemic. 6 days after Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and union head Tony Clark negotiated to expand the playoffs from 10 teams to 16, widen the use of the designated hitter to the National League games, and introduce an experiment to start extra innings with a runner on second base, that deal was rejected by the union. MLB asked the union to respond by 5 o'clock Eastern time today as to whether players can report to training by July 1st and whether the Players Association will agree on the operating manual of health and safety protocols. The schedule would be the shortest since the National League's third season. Given the need for 3 days of virus testing and 21 days of workouts, opening day would likely be during the final week of July. MLB already has started to investigate charter flights that could bring players back from Latin America, as has been reported. In other baseball news, the Chicago White Sox have signed first-round draft pick Garrett Crochet to a minor league contract that includes a signing bonus worth over $4.5 million. Crochet went number 11 overall in the June 10th amateur draft. The 20-year-old left-hander made one start before his junior season at Tennessee was canceled because of the pandemic, striking out 6 in 3 2/3 scoreless innings. The 6'6 Crochet is known for his blazing fastball. He went 5-3 with a 4.02 ERA and 18 appearances with the Volunteers in his sophomore season, striking out over 11 batters per 9 innings. The Chicago Cubs have signed first-round draft pick Ed Howard to a minor league contract that includes a more than $3.7 million bonus. The 18-year-old shortstop was a prep star at Mount Carmel High School on Chicago's south side. He also started for the 2014 Jackie Robinson West Little League team that advanced to the finals of the Little League World Series. Howard had committed to the University of Oklahoma. He received a signing bonus equal to his assigned slot value. Ryan Blaney held on to the lead after a restart with two laps to go, earning his second straight win at Talladega Super Speedway on a day that began with NASCAR drivers throwing their support behind Bubba Wallace. Blaney nipped Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in a photo finish at the line for his fourth win and first since Talladega in October, albeit his time before a mostly empty venue. It was a race marked by support for Wallace instead of another big one at Talladega. Though there was mayhem behind Blaney on the final lap, and he also pushed Eric Jones into the wall near the finish. Well, two tennis players have now tested positive for the coronavirus after participating in Novak Djokovic's charity tennis exhibition in Croatia. Borna Koric, ranked 33rd in the world, tweeted that he feels well and has no symptoms, but is urging anyone who has had close contact with him to be tested for COVID-19. The three-time Grand Slam semifinalist Grigor Dimitrov also has said that he tested positive for the coronavirus. Djokovic will now be tested as well. His media team says he has no symptoms, but he does need to do the test, and then we'll see what's going on. Ravens coach John Harbaugh is confident his team's training camp will begin as scheduled next month, despite the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on a video conference Monday, Harbaugh said he expected the NFL would have a plan in place that would enable teams to start practicing in late July. Harbaugh said they'll just have to be very adaptable and flexible and smart about what they're going to do, and the testing was a big thing. The Ravens have replaced 13 scheduled on-field practice sessions with virtual classes so far this offseason. When Brooks Koepka goes for an historic three-peat in the PGA Championship, there won't be anyone at Harding Park to cheer him on. The PGA of America confirms the first major of this unusual year won't have spectators. The PGA Championship is scheduled for August 6th through the 9th in San Francisco. It's the first major of a golf calendar reconfigured because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. Open is scheduled for September, and the Masters is in November. The British Open was canceled. No one has ever won the PGA Championship three straight times in stroke play. The University of Iowa has announced a pause in ticket sales for the upcoming football season. Athletic Director Gary Barta says ticket sales are paused until there is a clearer picture of what Kinnick Stadium will look like for the September 5th season opener against UNI.
I don't know how many ideas we've looked at. We've looked at several ideas, but we're not ready to say which ones we're looking at until we have some reason to focus on a number. You know, if that number is 75%, 80%, 100%, or 50%, we'll adjust.
That was Barta in May discussing options. Only season ticket holders who have renewed by June 30th will be included in potential seating plans. Barta says they are looking at several reduced seating models.
I mean, we'll make that decision. And as I said earlier, we'll decide who gets in. If we have more people wanting in, then whatever entity limits us letting in, we'll have our priorities point system kick in.
Barta says they hope to finalize a seating model by late July.
You know, you want to be careful that you don't become too prescriptive too early and then have to change it and recommunicate it or have to alter it because it changes after you announce it.
The Hawkeye Express, which has provided fans train transportation from a satellite parking lot in Coralville to Kinnick Stadium since 2006, will not be operational for the 2020 football season because of the potential of reduced capacity. Fans who had purchased tickets for the Hawkeye Express will have an opportunity for a refund or credit toward other parking options. Iowa's athletic department says 9 athletes, coaches, or staff have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last week. That accounts for nearly one quarter of the 40 tests conducted in that time frame. Since the beginning of the return to campus protocol, May 29th, there have been 12 positives among 386 tests. Wisconsin officials say the two Badgers athletes have tested positive for COVID-19 and are self-isolating. Those positive results came from the 117 athletes who participated in the school's initial campus screening. Two Rutgers football players have tested positive for the coronavirus. Coach Greg Schiano discussed the test results Monday during a conference call. It was his first media availability since the team was allowed to return to campus last week for voluntary workouts. That is our check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.